Eagles up 30-22, looking to make it out of reach. Ball hiked. Hand off. That fake one left. And is it going to be short of the first down? It went. It's going to be short. It's going to be short. It's looking like it. There's no way that's a first down. I'm just waiting for the ref to make confirmation. Here we go. Refs are discussing. Just want to make sure they get the call right. That's short by at least a yard, half yard. And there we go. Buccaneers defense rallies at the two-yard line and says, no, we still have a shot in this game. There's no more timeouts left. There might be one timeout left. There's one time. I just hear from the guys on my left. There's one timeout left. All right. 1 minute and 18 seconds. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles are in the lead 30-22. So they have to get a touchdown and they have to get a two-point conversion. But you have a minute 18, 98 yards to go, one timeout. Buccaneers, if you're going to show up, now's the time to do it. Screaming Eagles? Looks like Screaming Eagles are calling a timeout. Oh, man. Okay, Screaming Eagles. I see a few of the players on the Screaming Eagles sidelines are getting the crowd pumped up. That's what you got to do. Get the 12th man involved in the game. See if you can't get the crowd pumped up, get in the Buccaneers' heads, get in the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles' spirit and try to lift them up and see if they can get this win. This would be if the Buccaneers come by, tie this game up, oh my gosh, this would be such a fun overtime. We will find out. Man. Buccaneers, their entire gameplay, this entire second half, is run it up the gut and bleed all the time. Can't do that no more. This is where it is. Adam Robb, the quarterback, very talented thrower. He needs to rely on his guys. He's got to get it to Blake. He's got to get it to Matthew Schmidt. He's got to get it to Geiger, someone, Staroba. He's got to get it to a guy in space and trust his guy to make a play. Screaming Eagles, don't blow coverage. I love what they're doing. They're not playing no prevent defense. They are playing what looks to be a cover four, but they are at least a cover three. All right, ball hikes. He's in the end zone. Adams looking, throws it, puts it in a spot only his guy can get it, and he just can't bring it in. Good pass attempt. 84 had a chance. Aiden House had a chance, but even if he caught that, I'll be honest, it's better he didn't catch that. Because if he caught that, he was kind of already on the way down to the ground, and that would have been running clock. So, second and 10, the 98 at the two-yard line on their side of the field, 98 yards to go. Minute and 14 seconds left in this game. And the Buccaneers trail by 8. All right, second down, 10 to go. Shotgun, all receivers. Ball hiked. Ball pass going deep. Over his guy, out of bounds. Third and 10, minute 8 left. Man, I'm not going to lie. Adam Robb throws a beautiful spiral. just a little step back here. That was a beautiful rainbow. But once again, what Adam's doing is those passes are a little bit off his wide receiver's reach, but here's the thing, they're not getting picked off. And, I mean, there's still two more plays left. Potentially in this game. All right. Here we go. Buccaneers at their own 2. 4 wide receivers. Shotgun. Ball hiked. 2-man rush. Adams just rushing up the field. It's a quarterback sweep. And he goes out of bounds. Tackled. Uh-oh. Adam got hurt. It looks like his head kind of snapped back into the ground. That's what I'm assuming is the injury. And, man, you just hate seeing it. It just looks like, you know what, from it, they're not even checking his head. I think the wind knocked out of him. 'Cause he just hopped up pretty darn quick. At first, I kind of saw his head snap back, but, I mean, if it was his head, he would have told the coach it was his head, and if that was the case, the helmet would be coming off. They'd be doing concussion protocol. That was a win knocked out because he came down hard in the dirt. Man. All right. With that, the ball is got carried out to about the 10-yard line, it looks like.
Gain of five.
Yeah, to the 10-yard line. So that would be about a 7-yard gain. So fourth and three. This is it. This is the game. But number 14, Zachary Starkey is playing quarterback. Keeps the ball, looking, and he's going to get sacked. That's the end of the game. Screaming Eagles, able to defend their field. There's 47 seconds left on this clock, but there's only one timeout, and that means that they are three kneels away from this game if a timeout's called, two if they don't. So Screaming Eagles are going to get the ball here quick and kneel it and then sign us off for the night. It's a little dissatisfying to see the starting quarterback go out before the last play of the game in case of a Hail Mary. But either way, I don't want that to be something that robs the victory of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles here. It's been a wonderful game so far. 30-22 is the score with 57 seconds left in this game. They're at their own, 10-yard line? Their own 8-yard line, but they're lining up for the kneel. All right, getting set. Ball hiked, and Hudson hits the kneel. So that's going to run it off, and then once the clock hits 40 here, they'll kneel again, and then that will be the ball game. 43, 42, 41, they hit the huddle. They are going to break here. Look at that. Number 77, Burchette getting his crowd pumped up on the sidelines. Love to see it. Eagles are lined up, ready for the kneel. Ball hiked, ball kneeled. And with that, Shawamigan Screaming Eagles defend their home field against the visiting Prentice Buccaneers in a tight matchup, 30-22. What a game. What great play. We'll be moving into our post-game show here pretty soon on Trail Mix 103.1. But before that, we're going to kick to commercial. And when you get back, we'll break down the game that we just saw. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on Trail Mix 103.1 as well as the Civic Media app. as the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Buccaneers in Prentice, they defended their home field and won the game 30-22. Great game from both sides of the field. Started out as a vicious defensive battle, complete shutout in the first quarter and most of the second quarter, and then it just shifted out of nowhere into an offensive juggernaut battle in which defenses could no longer stop what the offenses were doing. Literally could not stop them. And then it went all the way to the end of the game, and the Eagles win 30-22. Looking at the keys to success in the halftime show about the Buccaneers dominating the time of possession and the Screaming Eagles needing to protect Hudson Hilgard on the pass play specifically, you look at those keys to success, and those are exactly what they did, and the defenses couldn't handle it. Seriously, you look at it, Buccaneers literally just marched down the field. They didn't care. Fourth and one, whatever. Two-point conversions, roll them over. Like, it didn't matter. And the Eagles, you can see that they were putting guys up front, but they just couldn't stop them. And then I think the coaches, very smart. The problem is they had that one drive where right away at the beginning they got stuffed, and then they had a five-yard loss. And all of a sudden that game plan blew up in their face because now the Screaming Eagles were now on the forefront. They were no longer – the Prentice was no longer controlling the game. The Eagles were. And then the Eagles had a 48-yard run for Hudson Hilgard on a sweep right for a touchdown. And then on their next possession, they had a 51-yard pass play connection between Hudson Hilgard thrown to Corbin Phelps for a huge touchdown. It was just bang, bang, complete, just whatever you want to call it, an uppercut, just whatever it was. And so the Buccaneers just couldn't handle the explosiveness of potential that the Screaming Eagles had. And to be honest, the Screaming Eagles really didn't solve their issue with the Buccaneers running it down their throat, and I'm going to imagine that will be a key focus of practice this week for the Screaming Eagles. Of course, not every team has Logan Geiger and Jonas Staroba on it, okay? Those guys are a great 1-2 running back, because like Staroba, right, 5'8", 160, tiny guy, but here's the thing. He just, when you watch him run, he runs, his style of running makes you think he's 30 pounds heavier and 3 inches taller. He literally shedding guys off of his back, and you think he's a bruiser, but he's way quicker than you think he is. And then you can either that or pass or hand off to Logan Geiger, who's 6'2", 225. I think their backfield might be the best 1-2 punch of running backs in this conference. And for the Screaming Eagles, when you look at their backfield, they have athletic playmakers, but like Dalton Schmidt, Corbin Phelps, and Hudson Hilgard aren't necessarily the bruisers. They have a lot of the athleticism and the shiftiness and the explosiveness to just make any play a touchdown, which is what you saw. You literally saw that. I think I can't sit here and be like, oh, because the Buccaneers lost, they should have abandoned the run and passed the ball. It was working. Literally one drive, it didn't work. And because of that one drive, and because the Eagles went score on the literally two plays, boom, boom, it literally shifted to we are the one controlling the time of possession to, oh, no, if we drive and bleed all this time off the clock, we won't have time to score again. It totally blew up in their face. And, what can you do? So it was just great play by the Screaming Eagles here in the fourth quarter. They were able to get a big stop. And then when they needed to drive, they did. They didn't get a touchdown on that last-to-last drive, but what they did was they got a lot of first downs that really kind of bled the clock out and kept the Buccaneers from getting the ball with time left on the clock to try to run it down. So, great game. I think both teams really showed what they were made of, the grit, the toughness. And going forward, there was a few injuries during the game, but every kid got up Every kid was able to come back in the game, so no broken limbs, no big concussions. And with that, we have ourselves a game. With that, the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles will be pushing themselves to 2-1, and the Prentice Buccaneers will be falling to 1-2. And so, let's see, you're looking at the schedule. By the way, I got the halftime update for the Phillips game. Phillips is hosting Rib Lake right now, and they are winning, I wrote it down here, 32-18 at half. 32-18. Phillips playing Rib Lake is the team that beat Schwamigan last week. And so Rib Lake's coming off a win there. Phillips is kind of in control, 32-18. Is that 18 or 16? 18, 32-18. All righty. Awesome. I'm waiting to see if any doesn't look.
All right, looks like we lost the hookup with Steve there. I'm not sure if he's going to check back. He was waiting for a player to come up and join him. So if they do, we will in just a moment. Otherwise, that'll be a wrap and a Schwamigan Screaming Eagle victory this evening.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I'm Steve Ajetlid that just had the game with Schwamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Prentice Buccaneers. Apologize for the technical difficulties. The call dropped. We're reconnected. And I just wanted, before we got off and called it a night, I just want to say thank you to everyone who came out to the game. Thank you for the band playing. Thank you to the refs. And thank you to you, the listener listening into the game. Once again, I'd like to remind you, everything at the Civic Media app, you can go in and listen to this game afterwards. Or listen to it current as well. With that, I'm Steven Jetland on behalf of Trail Mix 103.1, and I will see you next week when Schwamigan plays against Flambeau in Flambeau at 7 o'clock September 20th. Have a good night and stay safe. Goodbye.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, maybe a stray storm late, lows upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow with pop-up showers and storms, high upper 70s. Mostly sunny and a high in the low 80s Sunday. Lots of 80s ahead looking into next week. Next rain chance midweek. It's 63 right now.
salty mix of news, music, and information. Trail Mix 103.1.
got your chemicals, and mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Trail Mix 103.1.
It's no problem in mind, but it's a problem I find. Living alone. Trail Mix 103.1, available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, maybe a stray storm late, lows upper 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow with pop-up showers and storms, high upper 70s. Mostly sunny and a high in the low 80s Sunday. Lots of 80s ahead looking into next week. Next rain chance midweek. Right now it's 61.
Sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools, preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna
wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, rolling like a celebrity. Living in Beverly Hills. I don't stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play. Beverly Hills, that's where I
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
now I've come back again.